104.5 The Zone. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport with you. Hope you're having a great Thursday. Big news in Knoxville. They do have an athletics director. Didn't take long. Danny White from Central Florida. He was AD at Central Florida, AD at Buffalo before that. He was associate AD at Ole Miss before that. Went to he actually has his doctorate from Ole Miss. One interesting thing, I will say this, and look, when we start talking to people in a coaching search, lots of things happen. I mean, it's gossip central. But one name I kept hearing this morning, I told you this morning before this AD was even named, was I was hearing more about Lane Kiffin today. And so then Danny White's hired. And at that point, remember, we've talked about this, is that the AD is going to make the hire. So there's really no reason to start down the coach road until the AD is hired. But now that he's hired, his brother was at Florida Atlantic. I bet Chris Lowe met him. Chris Lowe joins us now from ESPN. Chris, what's up?
Hey, Brent. Another busy day on the hill there in Rocky Top, huh?
Let's start with this. Tell us what you know about Danny White, obviously coming from Central Florida.
Well, he really has been one of those guys as an AD who's thought outside the box. He's helped grow UCF brand significantly since he's been there. He's not been afraid to try new things. The fan base, the donor base have all grown since he's been on the job. He's pretty much his own guy. I don't think he's just real caught up in what someone says about him on social media, or he's like the most popular guy in his peer group. I mean, I doubt that he goes out of his way to not be. But you know, remember the whole 2017 national championship deal with UCF?
Oh yeah,
that was sort of his guy. That was, yeah, his brainchild. I mean, they got a lot of merchandising deals out of that. Remember, they created their own logo, 2017 national championship. UCF. Here's a good one for you. In his office, in his chair there at UCF, he had the logo, the national championship logo, on his So maybe he'll bring that chair with him to Tennessee and take a picture of it, send it to Alabama. You think the Alabama fans would like that?
That's hysterical.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, just go ahead and make the comment. Yeah, we're about championships here at Tennessee, just with a picture of the chair.
but that's part of his stick, you know. He played basketball in college. He comes from a family, a very sports centric family. His dad was AD at Duke, Kevin, for a long time. His brother's the head coach at Florida, head basketball coach Mike. His other brother was the AD at Florida Atlantic. In fact, and I know you're going to ask me, but you know, was there for part of the time when Lane Kiffin was at Florida Atlantic. So he's been around sports administrators, coaches his whole life. He did work at Ole Miss, so he's been in the SEC before. I think he was there from 09 to 12 and the senior deputy AD. He was at Buffalo as AD. So he's worked in different parts of the country. But I think it's important at Tennessee, if you're going to run the athletic department, to have worked in the SEC footprint, have worked in the South, and been around, you know, SEC football and in the South. And certainly he's done that both at UCF and at Ole Miss.
What was it, because the reports out there, he had or has a $2.5 million buyout, that his contract was paying him like 1.8 mil or 1.08 mil a year as AD there. So what was it? He wasn't on a lot of national people's lists that Tennessee would be looking at him. And probably part of that is because of that buyout, not contract. But what was it specifically about him that Tennessee went after him because of what?
Well, I think some of the things that we just talked about, that he's a little bit unconventional. He thinks outside the box. He's grown the branding and the merchandising there. He's helped sort of make UCF better, you know, more of a focal type program. People around the country know about UCF now. And, he hired Scott Frost, which is obviously a pretty good hire at football. So he's hired coaches before. I think Tennessee, to its credit, cast a pretty wide net. I should say Tennessee, the Parker Search Group, and reached out and took the the tires with other Power 5 ADs. Now, UCF's not a Power 5 school. Pretty, I mean, about as close as it gets to being a Power 5 school, really. But I think they did reach out and kick the tires with other people like Rob Ballins at Oregon. I think they contacted John Gilbert in East Carolina and other ones around the country. You know, maybe St. Lyons in West Virginia. Guys that have been at Power 5 jobs. And again, much of this is done by the search firm. That's why you hire a search firm, to gauge interest, to see who's, you know, truly interested in the job, and then sort of see if those people are fit with Randy Boyd, Donnie Plowman, and the people that are ultimately making the decision. And I think when they did that, I think pretty quickly they zeroed in on what, because of a lot of the things that we just talked about. I mean, he's younger. You know, I think there were a couple factors. They wanted somebody a little bit younger with an energy to sort of really attack this job, you know, and really come in here and shake things up and do things that had a vision to do it the way they want to do them. They wanted a sitting AD. If someone had been an AD and run their own job, he's done so in a couple of different places. I think they also wanted someone who has hired coaches, who's been a part of hiring coaches, you know, and had some success with those coaches. And I mean, Domenico, you know, that Scott Frost was the guy that pushed Scott to Nebraska now. Everybody had him at UCF, and they won, you know, on during that stretch when Danny was AD at Tennessee, or at UCF, they won 25 straight games in football. And, by the way, with the 2017 national champ.
That's right. Chris Lowe with us from ESPN.
How much do you think that comes up among the Alabama fans with this whole thing, you know, that he's at Tennessee now, and they get ready to play Alabama the first time? Come up with this line?
Definitely. But I think with where Tennessee is as a program, I think that kind of stuff works well, because if you take yourself away from thinking that was silly and put yourself into the Central Florida family, that's the kind of thing that galvanizes a fan base, right? Like, so that's why that was such a brilliant idea. He didn't care what anybody else thought. He just cared about, you know, what that university and its alumni and players and coaches and fans thought.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying earlier. I don't think he really called up to, you know, what everybody on the periphery thinks. He's going to do what he feels like best. You know, the best way to brand his program is probably the best way to say it. And yeah, clearly, you look at the national publicity they got out of that, and how many stories were written about it, how many pieces were done, TV pieces, and even on my network, you know, how much ESPN talked about it. You know, again, no matter what you thought about it, you know, they had a parade at Disney, the national championship parade. I mean, being able to brand, certainly Tennessee, with Tennessee down right now, hasn't been really relevant nationally except for some of the wrong reasons. You know, you want to find ways to sort of get your program back out there and for positive reasons and people talking about them as a program that, you know what, this is a program that has a vision and is sort of headed in the right direction. Again, I think that was one of the things that Randy Boyd and Donnie Plowman saw in him.
Chris, obviously, a couple of names will surface immediately, and that's Lance Leipold at Buffalo, whom he hired, Danny White hired at Buffalo, and also you kind of hit on that, and you knew I was coming at you with this, but Danny White's brother, Brian White, is the AD at Florida Atlantic, and did overlap with Lane Kiffin, and I've started to hear his name a little bit today. So what are the chances on those two guys? What are you hearing?
Yeah, let's start with Lane. We talked about this on Monday. I think why do you not at least have a conversation with Lane and see where he is, whether you think, you know, how much has changed with Lane since the last time he was here, how interested he is. I mean, I don't know all the loopholes of his contract, what his buyout would be at Ole Miss. I don't know any of that. But, I mean, I think he's at least somebody you kick the tires with. No one at Tennessee that I trust has told me he's definitely off the list. Hugh Freeze is not on the list. Okay, he is not a candidate at Tennessee. No one has told me that about Lane Kiffin. But that's not to say he is a real, real strong possibility, if that makes sense. You mentioned Leipold. I think absolutely he would be a guy. Now, again, where he fits, the SEC footprint, that type of thing, I don't know. Ideally, they'd like to have a head coach. I think Neil Brown at West Virginia, maybe somebody that would be on their list. I don't think you completely mark Billy Napier off. You know, he checks that box. He's an offensive guy. He's a quarterback when Danny was there as AD. He was there, I think, as quarterback's coach, and maybe OC when Frost was there, maybe when Heupel was there. I can't remember, but he has been there. And certainly when you look at the way they rolled it up on offense last year at Ole Miss, if you're going to go coordinator route, and again, he checks that box as an offensive guy, I think you're going to see it be an offensive guy. And I also think that he will talk to Kevin Steele. I don't think Kevin Steele is by any means the favorite. I don't know that Kevin Steele is somebody that, you know, you would say is among their top three choices. But I do think that they – I know there's a great respect for Chancellor, the president, with Kevin Steele and what he's done and the way he has sort of just done his best to hold things together. I know the Chancellor had a great meeting with him. So I do think there will be an interview with Kevin Steele. Again, I don't think he's among the top couple of choices. But you know how these coach searches go, guys. Oftentimes it's not the first person or the second person, especially where Tennessee is right now, with sanctions coming, players leaving. This is going to be a tough job. You're going to have to come in here and really work hard to build this thing back. And people who have established jobs, even though it's Tennessee, and I think that the power team and the Tennessee brand is still respected across the country, but I think within the coaching circles, they understand that this is going to be a tough rebuild. So established guys may be a lot more weary to come here than otherwise.
Chris Lowe with us. Chris, you mentioned a couple of names that maybe haven't been out there a ton in Neil Brown and Jeff Lebby. Is there any notion of if prior head coaching experience is necessary? Obviously, I know you mentioned at least with the AD position that at least a knowledge and a working knowledge of the SEC and this footprint was important to Tennessee. How about for that coaching job?
I think not. I think of what you just asked, Joan, I think the most important part of it is some knowledge of the SEC and the SEC footprint, recruiting, connections, ties, understanding the league, understanding what it takes to win the league. And as David Cutcliffe, I know Brent loves this thing, David Cutcliffe used to always say, someone who's willing to jump into that SEC octagon when it comes to recruiting. And it really is an octagon, is what it is. And be able to do it the right way, you know, and understand that there's a fine line. People don't want to hear this all the time, but there's a fine line in recruiting well and doing it, you know, and not crossing that line and having what happened to Jeremy Pruitt. And that's just, you know, there's no other way to mince words but to say it like that. So I think that's probably most important, having a feel for the SEC and having done it in the SEC, coach, you recruited, coach the type of players to do in the SEC. I think that's probably first and foremost. I think every AD goes into a coach search wanting to hire a sitting head coach. I don't know anybody that said, you know what, we would not prefer to have someone who's run their own team, because being a head coach, especially at this level, man, you got to be a great manager of people, different personalities. You got to be able to wear different hats, juggle all these different things at once. You know, media, donors, boosters, your program, people in compliance, people in academic support, all these different, you know, factions that you got to deal with and manage. So having someone who's done that before, you know, is very important. But, I mean, look at the last time Tennessee was in the middle of a coach search. There are three finalists for three coordinators, right? Mel Tucker, Jeremy Pruitt, and Kevin Steele. So, you know, yeah. If you look back, you know, history says that sometimes when things aren't ideal at your place, I think it's fair to say things aren't ideal at Tennessee right now. Sometimes maybe some of the best candidates you can get are coordinators. And that doesn't necessarily mean they won't be good head coaches.
Chris Lowe with us from ESPN. Real quick, a couple of guys. I know Will Healy would be interested. I also know that Jamie Chadwell would be interested. Any chance that this coaching search gets to that kind of guy?
Sure. I mean, and I think both those guys are really good coaches who've had success in building up at school. You know, Will did it at Austin Peay. I mean, go back and look at, you know, where they were and what they were once you took them, you know, once you had a couple of years to get them where they were. And look at what Coastal Carolina. I mean, Coastal Carolina had a losing record 2 years ago, and then here they are this year with, you know, where they finished 11-1, 10-1. They're really one of the best stories in college football. Hall. So I think both of those guys would be in play. But much like I said about Kevin Steele, I don't think they're going to be at the top of the list. But that doesn't mean that if Tennessee, as they go through this search, that they get to one of those two guys, that they won't be the right guy for the job. And I think both of them would be very interesting. I'll say this, Brett. There's something to be said for getting somebody at Tennessee who really wants to be at Tennessee and doesn't see this, all right, I'm going to go there because they're going to pay me $3 million or $3.5 million. I'm going to go there because, you know what, if I get that turned around at Tennessee, maybe I can get, you know, a top five or top seven job, you know, in college football. But they want to be here. They want to see Tennessee return to its past glory, and they want to be a part of that and then stay here, you know, much the way John Majors did, much the way Philip Fulmer did, and get Tennessee back to being a top 10, top 15 team. Because it's been a long time, and I think the challenge of doing that, you know, some people are going to welcome that, others won't. But the key is finding that person who welcomes it, who wants to do it.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the late notice jump on with the breaking news out of Knoxville today. Appreciate you.
You bet. See you guys.
All right, Chris Lowe with ESPN.com. When we come back, Bruce Feldman jumped on the show yesterday, and one of the four guys he talked about Jamie Chadwell, who, again, I heard today that would be interested in the job. Also, Will Healy heard yesterday that he would be interested in the job. He also talked about Bill Clark from UAB, who is the best coach a lot of y'all have never heard of. Google him. And he talked about Lance Leipold from Buffalo. What did Bruce Feldman say? And this is before the AD was hired, a day before the AD was hired. What did he say about Lance Leipold? He'll have some background for you. We'll hit that when we come back. Also, Arthur Smith has hired two former Titans coaches. One will cause a reaction. That's next on 104.5 The Zone.
The University of Tennessee.